This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Please go to plus.theparacast.com for more information about After the Paracast and the ad-free version of this show, which you can get for a low subscription rate, plus.theparacast.com for the Paracast Plus. So, guys, do you think after all this and the publicity it's received, we've learned anything new or different about UFOs? You seem to be focusing, obviously, most of the discussions on nuts and bolts with regard to the study as opposed to what we might have learned.
No, you're talking physics? Do we know anything more about the science? Or
anything about UFOs? I mean, gun camera photos are not going to necessarily lead us to greater knowledge, are they?
No, and also the quality of those particular released bits of footage call many things in the question, in my mind. I mean, that looks like technology from the 70s or 80s that we're looking at instead of something.
You're totally missing the point in that case. It is not about gun camera videos. The point is that in the incident that happened, it occurred over a period of a couple of weeks. And they mentioned that when that footage was taken, you had three separate radar systems. Because people have talked about the film and say, oh, it's just a fluke or something. You had three distinct different radar. You had the most advanced system on the surface from the ships. You had the airborne command post that was tracking it, as well as the aircraft themselves.
There was an AWACS up, John? I didn't realize that.
Yep. One of them was AWACS, but I know there was an airborne command post that is the second system, and the third was the onboard system and the visual observation.
Right.
So the point is that you have multi-sensory data, and I've seen all of these arguments about, you know, how good is the film or the release. I suspect it was probably degraded to some degree.
Yeah, that was my point.
I have reason to believe that before it was released, because the issue is not about UFOs. It's about guarding sources and methods, specifically how good are your sensors. That's the thing you would want to keep secret.
Yeah, and so that would make sense why they would degrade the apparent quality there. And that's very frustrating, though, because I know, based on a little bit of research, that they do have quite amazing technological capabilities nowadays.
Again, if we get back to it, that's why I do not think this is a military issue. What the military and other government agencies bring to the table are some pretty exquisite sensor systems. However, remember, this is a global phenomenon, has been going on for millennia. You can't bottle it up and keep it, you know, this is going to be, you know, my UFOs, if you will. And I think we need a global effort. You certainly need civilian institutions involved. It gets back to one of my mantras that I use in everyone. I use this in Reality Denied and say, what we need to do is to make it permissible for senior scientists across the board, not just government scientists, to become involved and study these phenomena without risking their livelihood, reputation, careers.
Yeah, that's really the most important, I think, message that I get from your outspoken opinions. And that's a mantra that you've been repeating for years. And it's absolutely the foremost thing that really we need to address culturally to make these subjects acceptable for mainstream individuals, the talent that we have, to be able to exercise their creative abilities and curiosity without being ostracized and without being, have to cower because they're worried about tenure, their retirement, or any sort of, problems currently in their job. You know, you meet people online who are so into the subject and they're so paranoid when you ask, well, what's your real name? And they freak out. because, you know, God forbid word should get out that they are interested in these subjects. This guy calls himself Isaac Coy online. He's a barrister in England. He has done more single-handedly to digitize old analog magazines and reports and things than anybody I know, and the guy is in fear of being exposed. He's still slogging away and digitizing all this great historical and very important, I think, case files and publications and other things. And he's an example of someone that's remaining anonymous, but still being very, very public in doing the work that needs to be done, that nobody else is bothering to pick up the you know, the workload and deal with it. You know, John, I commend you on that, and I have been echoing that same observation now for years. You inspired me to really make that a major issue in any talks that I give on the radio or any talks I do out there. That's something I always say, that if this wasn't so taboo in the culture, we would be possibly light years ahead in our understanding.
Well, it's going to take that because, again, it gets back. The complexity of the phenomena is just mind-boggling. As you know, I've used a term called the precognitive sentient phenomena.
Right.
And that came out of things we observed at Skinwalker Ranch. But there's something that's in charge, and it ain't us. And it's terribly complex, and we need the best and brightest minds involved in trying to, you know, advance some of these topics.
Yeah. Yeah, amen. Hear, hear. I absolutely agree, 100%, 110%. And like you said, anything short of that is really going to be a problem. We're not going to be able to do the quality of work and be able to, you know, put our intellectual resources that we have to bear on the situation and the questions. So we need the best and the brightest. Absolutely.
And we need them to have access to the best sensors available and things of that nature. And you're only going to get that. Just expense alone drives you into an institutional response to try and do those sorts of
things. I'm dealing with that right now with the San Luis Valley Monitoring Project. You know, we designed our own little sort of detect motion, record on motion software. You know, it's good for $5,000 or whatever we put into it, but compared to the big boys, I mean, I just lust after some of the targeting software that the government has to be able to put that up on a 3 cell towers and coordinate their data gathering. That would really be something. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, you got
to
kind of do a DIY. Yeah, it's a do-it-yourself kind of situation. Well, 20 years ago when I first thought of it, it would have been over $2 million to do the whole thing. A million for gear, another million for, you know, to go to infrared and other more exotic detection equipment that was available. But now, I mean, we're talking 60,000 to really get it going, and then double that for forward looking infrared, for, you know, visual stuff at night, or, you know, gathering that sort of data on the infrared level from that spectrum. But you know, again, it's a lot more affordable now. But again, that's 60 grand that we're going to have to throw at the thing ultimately. So, I mean, it can be done, but it's much more difficult when you don't have the deep pockets of a Bob Bigelow or the clout within the congressional budget offices and the committees that that look at these proposals.
Yeah, well, one of the comments that I've heard that I think is unfortunate, and this is, comes out of, I guess, a subset of the UFO community, and that's, shall we just say, experiencers, if you will. And that, you know, they go, ain't it awful that they're talking about a threat, it's not really a threat, and all that. It's, yeah, well, the problem you have to remember is that these people had to justify their expense. They are working for the Department of Defense, and so it has to be something that relates to defending the nation.
John B. Alexander, Gene and Chris, you're in the Paracast. Neighbors, we've made such a deal with HelloFresh, and it means that everyone listening to this show can receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code PARACAST30. You know, with HelloFresh, you can choose the delivery day that works best for you. They've got a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. And can you imagine me cooking Japanese panko chicken? It makes me feel like I'm a chef. It means also that you could actually get your meal cooked in 30 minutes. For busy people, this is perfect. The simple recipes include step-by-step instructions so even I can figure it out. Go to HelloFresh.com, use the offer code PARACAST30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
What I understand, John, from what you're saying there in our previous segment is the Defense Department has to justify some kind of national security angle. Does this, whatever it is, present a potential threat? Then they can go for it.
This is their job. They are the Department of Defense. This, again, gets back to people do not understand how the government works. And you've probably seen my slides that say there is no Department of Good Ideas. The way it works is that you have given amount of money, and whatever N is, and that you run out of money long before you run out of good ideas of things that you ought to do. So it's a highly competitive environment, including in the black world. And again, we saw what happened when the visibility was raised. People came after them and said, you know, what are you doing? How do you justify that? I can better use the money. And the competition in that world is just as fierce as it is in the white world.
Yeah. Yeah, probably more so even when you get down to, you know, specifics. In specific areas that are highly, highly competitive, yeah, I would imagine. And, you know, people have to also understand that, you know, governments are like glacial in terms of changing the culture within government, the military, Department of Defense. It's very, very difficult. It's like the old proverbial turning a battleship with a wooden oar. It's very, very difficult to change the mindset, the culture, the thinking. It almost has to be changed for it, like a Second World War expedited, I think, a lot of things within government. The whole glacial aspect of government was kind of thrown out the door.
You're actually raising a very interesting point here, and that is we have basically been at war for the last 2001, so we're now talking more than 16 to 17 years. My point there is when you, you hear about, oh, they're hiding all this technology and all of that. Well, you look at the advances that have been made, because you are correct in that during periods of conflict and when we're doing this, that, you know, technologies do advance and they do generally spill out into the civilian sector, at least eventually. And the point here is you look at what advances have been made, and, you know, about the best you can point to is the F-35. You know, one of the pluses is there have been advances in prosthetics because people on the battlefield fortunately live longer but then require additional resources for support. Yeah, what you don't see, at least I don't see anywhere, is any big leaps in propulsion technology or stealth or anything like that.
That argue support the argument that we really haven't made the real exotic breakthroughs that some conspiracy buffs would like us to believe?
Basically, yes.
Well, how about anti-grav technology? I mean, there's been rumors for years that the B-2 has some sort of anti-grav takeoff capability or lift help.
V-stall and anti-gravity are not the same by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay, well, you know, some people maybe get their terms mixed up. Never can trust what you read on the internet.
B-2 does not have any anti-gravity capability. And remember, if you did, this is where I and the community, I guess, run into difficulty. If you had this capability, it also infers that you have a fundamental different source of energy. And so that you use that just to make a little widget that flies around belies logic. Because if you have this external energy system that's, fundamentally different from anything that we've got now, it changes the geopolitical situation in the world.
You would think,
and
yeah.
You know, no longer have to worry about the Middle East or placating people that we don't like very much and don't get along with. It changes everything, and little widgets that fly are interesting, but not terribly important.
Yeah. Well, that's always been my argument against, you know, the secret space program. And, you know, in terms of a robust, you know, gallivanting around the solar system sized program, obviously we have some military projects that are, I'm sure, are fairly operational, if not more than that. But when you're talking about fleets of starships and bases on Mars, bases on the moon, that's the one thing. And again, I'll echo your observation that sort of technology at this would have at some point filtered out into the mainstream. And, you know, stories of Philip Corso and, you know, other whistleblower types that claim that certain technologies that we have now currently that are publicly known, have been salted into the public sector, fiber optic cables, Velcro, I've heard, certain laser technology, transistors. You know, all you do is a little bit of research and you find out exactly where all that technology came from and who developed it and what the development curve was. It's all public knowledge. So I totally agree with you that if we had that sort of exotic technology already, you know, we wouldn't be building F-35s and craft that are, questionable in their bang for the buck, their value.
You know who Burt Rutan is?
Yes.
Okay, well, Bert was by a couple of months ago and had the opportunity to spend the day, and we talked specifically about the advances in the F-35, how good it was. And he points out that the fundamentals of that technology are about 20 years old. And so while we're seeing it advance now, that it is, far from, I can't say the cutting edge, but it's about as good as we can get for being implemented.
Yeah.
One of the things we point out is that, this area I worked in is taking, my last job specifically was Director of Advanced System Concepts for the Army Laboratory Command. And I had a lot of very, very high-tech stuff, some of which we're seeing, some of which not. And the point is, it just takes that long for this to move from what we discussed earlier, the basic science technique, to fielding, minimum 15 years.
If we had secret alien technology, sir, recovered from somewhere, why aren't we seeing the fruits of that information? I mean, after all, we should be flying all around the galaxy by now. No, wait a minute, that's in a science fiction TV show. Oh, well, there you go. I came to a dead stop.
I thought you were asking Chris specifically. The answer is because we don't.
Obviously.
It changes everything. As I've said, we talk consistently about disclosure, and, of course, my question is disclosure of what?
Let me break and let's talk about that further, because that stuff has arisen again in light of all this with Colonel John B. Alexander, Gene, and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. talkradio.recordedvideo.com or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply. Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas. No. Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, of course, as Colonel Alexander said, where are the fruits of this reverse-engineered technology that may exist? So the disclosure advocates probably feel they're being vindicated by all this news about the Pentagon UFO study. And I asked Chris before, well, you know, what have we seen? Have we seen anything new? It teaches us anything more about the UFOs and what they're all about. What's your observation?
Well, I have not seen the report. So one of the things, again, if I revert back to the study that I did in the 1980s, one of our hypotheses was that if you just studied the technology or the observation, the characteristics and aerodynamics of whatever these objects are, that it could lead you to, through inference, try to figure out what it would take to be able to do that, and that you could make technological advances. One of the major things is that you've got to believe that it can exist, and the way you do that is observation of what does exist out there and how you can apply that. There's a lot of examples of this, by the way. One that I used that I was cautioning folks on, you remember Stuxnet? Does that ring a bell at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the Iranian centrifuges, I think, didn't they?
Somebody went after the Iranian centrifuges with advanced technology. My point at the time, and I think it's proven quite accurately, well and good, glad you could do that, but you've now told everybody this is possible.
Yeah.
And once they see the model, even if you don't understand everything about it, it now says this is direction to focus your research.
Yeah, yeah, all those development, you know, those leaps forward in applying technology definitely then comes back to bite you. Just, it's kind of how it works, you know, it's life, unfortunately. Well, you know, again, I'm still scratching my head wondering what it took to get Hal Putoff to get involved in To the Stars Academy. because, you know, I've been a big fan of Hal, and you know, I'm not that familiar with what he's been doing the last 20 years, but I know it's been some very, very serious work that he's been doing, you know, at the behest of at the Department of Defense and probably others. I don't know, but I do know the man would not get involved in a project like this unless, A, there were other individuals involved that he respected and could work with, and that's the case in this particular instance. But, I mean, you've talked to him. What was dangled in front of him to get him to publicly, you know, get behind something that is being kind of the figurehead and the spearhead of the whole thing is a power punk kind of band rock star guitar player? There's a disconnect here in my mind about this, and I'm still trying to reconcile.
I do not understand everything that I see in that regard myself, except that I do know again several of the people, and that they hope to be able to get the information out. They do think that, and this is secondhand now, that they have sufficient information to make potentially some of the big leaps in advancing technology, but that this was the best thing to come along, a most equitable opportunity. So whether they'll get further or not, certainly got some good minds working on it. But having said that, like I say, if you go to the website, look at the amount of money.
Yeah, that's only going to get you so far down the road. You know, and there's a couple of other areas that I think we should address here. And one was the very curious and I would say very surprising admittance that that Robert Bigelow has a special room that's been you know, hardened or you know, made.
Well, a skiff is a skiff. I mean, I don't find that terribly exciting, right?
Well, they're talking about, you know, a material that can be, I'm not sure exactly how the wording is, but it sounds like, you know, alien technology, some sort of metals or some sort of debris possibly has been sequestered. Now, what are we talking about here? Do you have any knowledge of what those samples are?
I don't have any direct knowledge of it. But having said that, again, if you go back to, you know, 1980s, project that I was involved with, we knew that there were certain unusual or pieces of equipment with unusual chemical properties. And the issue was, you know, how do you go ahead and do the research on it? Now, at NIDS, we did get in, you know, some materials, but the point there is that the research was done basically contracted out. It was not done in-house. Now, I don't know what his current capabilities are, whether they have, but I think, again, if you're going to deal with best and brightest, the kinds of analysis that I think would have to be done, you would want the capabilities of a national laboratory or something.
Oh, absolutely.
Like that.
And you'd want to duplicate and triplicate your testing as well. Quick question. Do you know if possibly some of the items that may be sequestered away include the little metal rods that were found at the cattle mutilation site on the Skinwalker Ranch?
I thought those were looked at. I don't know. In fact, I know that was looked at and quite unremarkable. We were able to determine they were some kind of lantern of some kind.
Okay, yeah, I heard they were tractor parts is what somebody told me, but the very fact that they were there in the place where they were found seemed a little strange.
The point is that the research, the actual analysis was contracted out. That was not done in-house.
Right. With a lab that didn't know what they were looking at, really, I'm sure.
Right.
But they were kept totally in the dark. At least that's how I do it. Well, I mean, what are we talking about here? Is this stuff that Mr. Bigelow has obtained on his own? Is this stuff that's been given to him by the government? It's still very unclear in my mind. Maybe it's a combination of the two. You know, and why would you even mention that?
I have no idea.
The very fact that was even brought up and became... and I think it wasn't as Elizondo that mentioned that initially, if I remember correctly.
I don't remember
I think it might have been. Somebody check that for me. Why would you even mention something like that? I mean, that is so controversial, just in nature, number one. And number two, it'd be something that could really become highly sensationalized and could create a lot of problems in a PR sort of sense. I just don't understand the thinking. Maybe you have some insight. I don't.
I have no knowledge. I can't speak responsibly on that issue at all.
Well, if you had to guess, what would your guess be?
I'm not going to get into a guessing contest.
Well, I had to give it a shot. I had to try. Well, I could guess, not having, you know, the relationships in the background that you have. Of course, you know, I'm already probably considered a loose cannon by many people already, so it would be no problem for me to venture some guesses. So I don't know. I will just drop that. The very fact that they claim that they have material gathered from these anomalous objects is very tantalizing and but, sensational.
Yeah. In my briefings that took place decades ago, that was a piece of it, is that we knew that certain material existed. It certainly has or reported to exist. And we thought that having access to it would be, you know, beneficial. But get back to the bottom line is nobody was willing to fund it.
We got to do a break here. We'll continue with John D. Alexander, Gene, and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
A little bit later, I noticed there's one or two questions from our audience in the question bank. We only announced this episode a couple of hours before it was due to take place. So, Chris, you want to continue?
I don't know. This whole thing is just downwind of the fish market to me. It's like the whole – we're in a whole new reality here. It's like we're in some other alternate universe or something. All of a sudden, UFOs have become acceptable to some of the most staid and respected media outlets on the planet. And this doesn't happen in a vacuum. I don't know.
It's a very simple, logical process. And, trying to dig up conspiracy theories or convolute it is not, I don't think, beneficial.
Well, who said anything about conspiracy theories? I'm just wondering how the timing could be so perfect. And then we had the X-Files, last night.
What do you mean by perfect?
Well, the timing was such that the Times were in a position to go ahead and run with the story after they obviously vetted it. And once that domino went down, then you have all these other dominoes that flop over. It just seems so amazingly well thought out. If you could look at it from
it probably was, but I think you're forgetting that the IUFOC last year, which was February, you had an announcement from DeLong that they expected within a few weeks to be making the announcement, which did not come for many, many, many months later.
Yeah, true. Yeah, there was a bit of it.
They had been working. It was tremendously difficult to get the rollout that eventually took place.
Yeah.
Things did not fall into place easily.
Well, they sure made it seem like it, and hats off to them, because this is the most positive news that at least the UFO field has had. And again, I echo your caution to not stovepipe this whole thing, that we are dealing with something that is interconnected not only with human consciousness and some sort of time-based element, but also across the paranormal phenomena. There's connecting points all over that the average person is totally oblivious to. And so it is highly, highly complex and way more complex than the public thinks right now, no question in my mind. And that may be one of the main reasons why this subject has not been taken publicly seriously by possibly the government and industry, academia, because it is so complex. And
one of the things I pointed out when I worked in what we called the building, I used to run around looking for this guy Pentagon, because I always heard on the news the Pentagon says this and the Pentagon says that. The reality is the Pentagon doesn't say anything. It's a big stone building, but it's inhabited by about 30,000 roughly people who come with a wide variety of beliefs and interests, whatnot. So you're lucky, you know, with the current administration, who knows what policy is. I mean, you know, this is just, you know, beyond belief, the kinds of things we see happening. But again, I think it's disadvantageous to look and say, what does the government know? I know it's a popular statement, but the government made up of many, many people with wide variety of beliefs, and I think that's a critical aspect. I do know that one of the things that happened when the program got increased visibility and people were coming out and saying, you know, I want a piece of the action, and why are you doing that, and I'd rather have the money for my project. One of the things that I used to find amusing when I did work in the Pentagon was people running around saying, I'm going to find money, like money grew on trees or in pots or something that you could then find and put it out. And the issue was that if you were finding money, when you were stealing it from some other already authorized program,
right,
and transferring the funds.
Yeah.
Battle for those sorts of things, as I said before, it just internally extremely vicious. And people on the outside.
And it's the same in academia in many ways.
To a degree. But there is not some place where there is an endless pot of money that can be, accessed and delivered to, you know, whomever, you know, the great fairy, Godfather is just not there.
except the Federal Reserve's printing operation.
Well,
we won't go there.
Don't print, you know. Yeah. Well, these agencies do not print money. You know, you have, again, this gets back to understanding how the system works. The allocation. Yeah, I know that the, you know, certainly slop in some areas, misappropriation and others, but internally it is watched very closely. And,
it's cat and, dogs too, boy. Cats and dogs.
Yep.
Well, you know, I've got an interesting question here, and this I think has been brought up, I think, just peripherally in a couple of articles and internet posts that I've seen, and that is, you know, this comes from Ezekiel, who's been a longtime member of the Paracast forums at forum.theparacast.com, where you can ask our guests questions. And he's wondering if religious belief, especially in this case Christian belief, plays an important role in non-investigation and non-disclosure. In other words, I think what he's wondering is there...
I got the question, and... the answer, does it play a role? Yes. But is it a non-interest? Generally, no. I do know that there were people involved that once this program again became visible internally who took the position that these must be related to angels or demons or something like that, and therefore, you know, earthlings should not be involved. When we had the remote viewing program,
right,
and there's parallels there, where we had folks that said, and this went all the way to chief of staff of the
it's
army.
It's the work of the devil.
Yeah, exactly. You can do that, but we shouldn't because of those issues. So again, you got in the building alone, let alone all the peripheral organizations, 30,000 people, and 30,000 opinions.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. He wants to, he's saying that if that's the case, if there is an element of Christian fundamentalism that may be somehow driving response to the phenomenon and actual impeding of the progress of our understanding of it.
I got to disagree. Not specifically with the term driving. These things are, in my experience, all individuals, and they control certain domains.
Right.
You get to POTUS, you know, driving the Chinese hoax of climate change and things like that. But,
right, right.
You know, but that's a good example, because you look down below and, you know, the institutions going like, yeah, no, it's real.
Yeah, well, if there is a role that's being played by individuals that somehow is influential and does have some weight behind it, and, you know, if religion is even a factor at all, Ezekiel's wondering, will other non-religious countries take the lead in this area? He says, as per Harry Reid, and gain a strategic advantage over us.
You get back into the belief system of key individuals, and one of the things I've talked about repeatedly is the difference between individual interest and institutional responsibility. Because in our case, we're supposed to have separation of church and state, but having said that, we do know that certain religious influences are involved in, you know, many decisions that are out there. The idea that, you know, logic wins and that, you know, you can make these logical arguments just does not, you know, take the day. The point is that emotion trumps logic on almost every count.
Hey, we got to do a break here. We'll have more to come with John B. Alexander and Gene and Chris. You're in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, and multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.